Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee India, testing live stream. QSP, QSP, QSP. The South Hawaii Amateur Radio Club will begin the TechNet on the KH7MS network in approximately 5 minutes. This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee, India. QSP, QSP, QSP. This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee, India. And I'll be your net control for this evening's net. Purpose of this net is to promote and discuss new and existing technologies as they, as they relate to amateur radio. This net is being hosted on the KH7MS Bridge Network, and all licensed amateur radio operators welcome to join. The Bridge Network includes the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 310745, the P25 Talk Group 3115, and the C4FM System Fusion Talk Group 31150, or YSF Group Room 51123. An online roster is located at the 40meter.net website. That's 40meter.net website. There's also a webpage with live audio streaming and an internet chat room set up at chat.kh7ms.com. More information about the network can be found at the kh7ms.com website. That's Kilo Hotel 7 Mike Sierra.com website. Due to the nature of digital radio, we ask that you please leave a pause before starting your transmission and between transmissions to allow other operators to join or leave the talk groups. The topic for the net tonight will be hotspots, and various hotspots out there. I found a nice tutorial on PiStar, so that's where we're going tonight. At this time, I'll pause for any emergency or priority traffic before I begin taking check-ins. If you have any emergency or priority traffic, this net will yield to you now. Please call me, WH60YI. Okay, with nothing heard at this time, I'll start taking no check-ins. If you do not want to take a turn in the net, but you want to listen and check in, please let me know by saying in and out or no traffic. With that said, I'll take any and all check-ins. Please come to your call sign. This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee, India.
Whiskey Hotel 6, I'll check you for Yankee, Shannon, and it should be Hawaii, in and out. Thanks for taking the net, Dad.
This is November Hotel 6, Oscar Victor. Name here is Lieber. We're in and out. I'm in Big Island, East Side.
Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, Julian Ocean View, Hawaii. No traffic.
Coming through off P25, Talk Group 3115.
Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, Julian Ocean View, Hawaii, no traffic. Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Zulu Hotel, no traffic. Thank you very much.
So far I have the following stations. Earlier I picked up November 1, Delta Mike Sierra. Then we got Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Yankee. November Hotel 6, Oscar Victor. Kilo Hotel 7, Mike Sierra. Whiskey Hotel 6, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey, and Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Zulu Hotel. Thank you very much for checking in, everyone. If anybody else would like to join me, please call me now. This is WH6DYI.
This is KD2SXD, Kilo Delta 2, Sierra X-ray Delta, Mike, Jacksonville, Florida, in and out.
Very good. We picked up Kilo Delta 2, Sierra X-ray Delta, Mike, in and out. Thank you very much. Would anybody else like to join us? This is WH6DYI.
This is November 1, Delta, Mike, Sierra, David, in Jackman, Maine. Surprisingly enough, I'm still awake. And I'll be just checking in and out, no traffic. Good evening or good morning, depending on where you're located. Hey, hi. Back to net control.
All right, very good. We got you, David. November 1, Delta Mike Sierra. Thank you for hanging in there, sir. And I got you in and out, no traffic. If anybody else would like to join us, please call me now. Okay, but first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for checking in. And the topic of the event tonight, general topic, is hotspots. I put up a link on the chat.kh7ms.com website to a YouTube video that I used when I first got my jumbo spot. And it's a Pi-Star-based hotspot. A lot of the open source hardware, including jumbo spots, and I believe the Zum spots, and several others, including the MMDVM repeater boards, are all based on Pi-Star software. And so it's kind of the foundation for that. Like I say, I put a link up for a YouTube video that's very helpful, but there's a lot of great YouTube videos for learning how Pi-Star works, and it's the core of a lot of the different hotspots, repeaters out there, a lot of different things, except for the OpenSpot, which is fascinating. The OpenSpot uses its own software, and I'm not familiar with it. It's a little out of my price range, and I need another hotspot. I need a hole in my head, so... very good devices, though, if you can get them configured. A jumbo spot's a very good option if you put in the time. But, well, I'll give a list here. I believe it's pretty much you, Blake, so I'll turn it over to you. KH7MS, this is WH.
Alright, thanks, Larry, for teaching the net and doing the control. Anyway, I was just looking at the link here that you had on the website on the live chat, and yeah, that looks like a good video. I only watched a few minutes of it, but I'm gonna go and look at it a little bit more in detail. I think that would be a good place to start as far as somebody that's got a jumbo spot, or you know, even a DB Mega hotspot, or any of these you know, cheap hot pots that you can load PyStar on, that's definitely something that would be helpful. And I guess this guy had it set up for D-Star, but and how to configure everything for the, you know, the mode that you're going to be using, it's really not that difficult. And even just doing the updates, although I haven't really noticed any updates for the PyStar, so I'm guessing that right now, you know, as far as the software goes, for the PyStar seems to be pretty stable. I haven't had any issues with the PyStar that I have loaded, and I have the most current version on my repeaters and also on my hotspot. But anyway, I guess that's all I have for right now, and if something comes up, and you know, I think of something. So back to the
All right, very good, KH7MS, WHXPYI. Fine business. Yeah, I'd like to let everyone know some background on the KH7MS network. This bridged mode is has inputs on all of Blake's repeaters. So P25 and C4FM access on all of his multi-mode repeaters. And that's made possible by these MMDDM boards, which are pretty close in hardware to hotspots, actually, and they run off the same software, the PyStar software, but they allow for a multi-mode repeater operation. And Blake has since switched most, I believe, of his repeaters over to MMDVM boards. So I'm actually coming through on one right now on P25 on a Motorola AstroSaver. And the system works very well. We have the P25 reflector and the C4FM reflector bridged over to the Brandmeister Talk Group 310745. So it kind of acts as a three-way bridge, and it's been working out fairly well. We've had some issues with the hardware where it has to be rebooted from time to time, but it does work overall, so it's kind of a fun system. But at the core of it is that PyStar again, and so, yeah, it's kind of a handy software to learn. Like I say, there's only a few exceptions, such as OpenSpot and the new OpenSpot 3, I guess, which I just discovered. If you're not familiar, there's now an OpenSpot 3 out there. Great hardware. Join the net too. Please call me now. This is Whiskey Hotel 6, Delta Yankee, India. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll just go ahead and mention too that the network that Blake and I have been attempting to put together is pretty neat. We are running our own servers, working on our own hardware, bridging it ourselves. Pretty much every part of the network is either at Blake's house or on the cloud somewhere. So a lot of it is PyStar based, and a lot of it is open source files from out there in the webverse, and there's a lot of neat things out there. I just discovered that OpenSpot makes server software as well, a multi-mode server for running your own private DMR server or D-Star or C4 T4FM or T25, all sorts of things. So perhaps I'll be discussing that here in the future, because it looks like I'm going to be checking that software out here pretty shortly. Hopefully I can get it to run off high. Hi. Anyway, I'll take one more pause real quick for anybody else who'd like to join us. If you'd like to join the TechNet, please call me now. It's W86DYI. Hearing nothing, I'll pass it back over to you, Blake, KH7MF, WH6DYI. Take it away, sir.
All right, thanks, Larry. I was just kind of going through a few things here as far as the network goes. We have also on the OpenView repeaters, on the VHF and the UHF MMBVM repeaters, we're running the Puxag paging as well. So we're actually playing around with that as well. And I actually saw something recently on the QRZ page that I guess that's becoming a lot more popular on the mainland and around the world, actually. And hopefully we can maybe stir up some interest in that as well here locally. Because another thing that the PiStar supports is the paging. And we use DAPNet as far as, for the mode, for the PoxEgg, to allow us to get the messages on the pagers, which works really good. That's something that, like I said, we have running, and we have a few pagers set up on the VHF side right now, and maybe in the future we'll implement the UHF side and utilize that as well if we end up getting pagers on UHF. And, you know, we've tried almost every mode except for D-Star on, and it works really well. It's really stable. And also, the only problems that we've had, or at least that I've seen with the MMDVM repeaters, is basically the software having to get reloaded. Or we have, issues with software and it just has to get reloaded. So, one of the things that, I've been trying to do is, make notes, as far as the settings on the MMDVM, so that I can kind of document that, because, every MMDVM board is a little bit different. It's not set up the same. And the settings are not the same. So that's one thing that we kind of found out with, trial and error. And then as far as the website goes, I think Larry had mentioned it earlier that we're planning on, I guess, at some point getting the live streaming recordings saved on a website, so you can actually go back and listen to the nets and stuff as they go. So anyway, if you're not available at the time at the net, then people can listen in at a later date. And that was another thing that I know you were working on, Mary. So anyway, can't think of anything at this point to add to it, so I'll turn it back to the control. Keep 7MF.
All right, very good. Keep 7MF, 60YI. fine business. Yeah, you make a good point about the MMDVM boards because they are open source, much like the JumboSpot boards that hook to Raspberry Pis and so many other hotspots. They all seem to be different in their own special way. Sometimes they have to be adjusted for frequency. Sometimes the inverse transmit and inverse receive settings are different. And no two boards are the same that I've found yet. Some work better for some modes and some don't like other modes. It's strange. But once you get them set up and you get all their little settings right, they play pretty nice and they are pretty stable. And so far I've been very impressed. The network has held up really well. We have four repeaters linked together right now on the network, not including my dual hotspot, which I have hooked up for local access here, just to kind of play around and see and monitor. We have the DMR server, the P25 reflector, and the C4FM reflector all hosted on the cloud right now, just for easy deployment. And it's kind of a work in progress, but so far it's been a lot of fun and it's pretty stable. We just got a new repeater up on the south end of the island in the Pahala side and the coffee mill. And that's another multi-mode repeater with DMR, C4FM, and P25 and Hookshead. So it's pretty cool. The network's expanding nicely. We've got the south end of the island covered. And Blake has done a fantastic job of putting this all together. And I'm doing my best to kind of play roadie here and keep the systems going. So I have a lot of fun with this net. And I know because we're recording it, I don't worry too much about trying to have conversations at this point. I'm sure that will come, but I know that others will be listening to this after the fact.
P7MF with a comment.
P7MF with a comment. Go ahead, sir.
WH6DYI, P7MF. I was just going to mention that I didn't have a chance to send off an email reminder, but I tried to put it out there today when I was on DMR that we were going to have the DMR P25 C4FM bridge tied into the system, and that we're going to have the TechNet. So I don't know, maybe that would help to sending out a reminder to the group that that we have the net. But anyway, as far as the network goes, it seems to be holding up pretty good. You got a great signal coming in on UHF on P25, so I'm sounding really good. And I haven't tried listening to streaming except for the test that you had done before the net. But so far, so good. So maybe after that, I'll kind of listen in to that. But that's all I have. I'll turn it back to net control, PH7MF.
All right, very good, PH7MF to PH60YI. I think we're streaming pretty good. I've seen maybe a couple of little short dropouts on the GD77 as it's streaming, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I haven't been listening to that either, so kind of getting blind tonight on that one. I also saw a key up from November Hotel 6, Oscar Victor. Do you have a comment from the net?
Negative to Larry. Thank you very much for taking on that there, and very good. I'm thinking about picking up a hotspot, but can we use that hotspot when we go to the mainland there, over?
USL. Actually, that's the easiest way, so you don't have to hunt down the tiers while you're there. You can absolutely use it. I think making sure your frequency doesn't interfere with anybody else would be the only thing. But, yeah, that's what most people use them for travel, as far as I know. And if you're adventurous, go with a cheap hotspot, and if you want ease of use and fine machine, apparently the OpenSpot 2, and possibly the new OpenSpot 3, though that's a new one to me. I don't know anything about it. I can only imagine they got better. But the OpenSpot's a fantastic machine that I've heard comes highly recommended.
Oh, okay, Roger that. Thank you very much, sir, and thank you for all that information there. Back to net control. This is Danny 6 Hobby.
All right, and it's 6LV, WH61i, fine business. Yeah, like I said, if you're adventurous, the open spots are the jumbo spots. The Chinese hotspots are cheap, and you can put them together, and the Pi-Star software is very flexible. And you can even get a dual hotspot that acts as a repeater. Not a very good one. You have to put a pretty good split on it. I have a 20 megahertz split on mine. I'm using the ATV frequencies, since there's not a lot of that going on out here. But, yeah, it seems to work okay. At this point, is there anyone else who'd like to check into the net or make comments? Please call me now. This is W60YI.
H7MS with a comment on the OpenSpot 3. I was just looking at it here.
All right, very good. H7MS, W60YI, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just was pretty interesting that you had mentioned that, you know, I know that OpenSpot 2 was pretty popular. I didn't realize that they came out with OpenSpot 3, but I was just looking here, and it looks like the newer one, OpenSpot 3, supports DMR, DSTAR, System Fusion, the C4FM, NXBN, P25, PopSag, and APRS messaging. That's pretty amazing. And it's really small. I know on the OpenSpot 2, they had a way that you could actually connect the OpenSpot directly. To your internet, you know, on your, you know, using your phone or whatever, if you were out and about. On the OpenSpot 1, like the one I have a TP-Link router that I had to use in order to have a wireless connection to my phone for the data. And I guess they've really come a long way with these OpenSpot hotspots, but pretty amazing technology that's out there. And as far as, you know, the OpenSpot 1, I've been really happy with it. I use it almost all the time when I'm out, you know, away from, you know, repeater coverage when I'm on the road and stuff, and it works great. As long as I have a cell phone signal, I can get into the system on, you know, any of the digital modes. I mainly use it for DMR and C4FM, but anyway, that's what I wanted to comment on. Back to the control, KH7MS.
All right, KH7MS, W60YI. Oh, very good. Yeah, I hadn't had it that far into reading about it. That's pretty good. It supports a lot. I did notice it has a 10-hour battery in it, a lithium-ion battery. So it's pretty much all in one unit, looks like, portable. So that's pretty cool. I know the MMDM boards work better if they're wired. I don't know, with the Raspberry Pi 0W. The wireless isn't so great. I hooked my dual spot up wired. I finally got a little USB Ethernet connector, and it's holding up a lot better. So if you can run them to wired internet, it's typically a lot better, in my opinion anyway. It seems to be more stable. Let's see, we're at the bottom still, so if there's anybody else who'd like to join us, check in, or just make a comment, please call me now, 786-2YI.
PH7MS, it looks like Ed, NH6WT, is checking in on the web.
All right, K7MS, W60Y, thank you for the relay. We picked up NH6WT. You got your radio on, Ed? You want to join in and say aloha? NH6WT, this is W60Y, go ahead. For a minute, maybe he'll join us. I've got him checked in and out at this point, but we'll call him here again in a second. Yeah, I wanted to mention I'm using a Wi-Fi extender that has an Ethernet cable output. I didn't know such a thing existed, and it's tied into my hotspot on my phone. And with that, I'm able to take the signal out on a wired connection, which is very nice, and it stabilized my system quite a bit. So, if you have an opportunity to hook your hotspot up wired, I suggest it highly. Let's see here, NH6WT. Have you got on frequency yet? This is WA6DYI. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, WA6DYI. Sorry, kind of late there. I just remembered. I was doing something else that got distracted. So, yeah, talking about a hotspot. Right now, I'm not using my hotspot. I'm going directly to K6KL repeater. And I'm doing 5 watts into a regular rubber duck to my MD380. And that's what I'm doing now. So, let me see. The weather today, you know, was pretty good. Lots of sunshine for the change. But anyway, back to night control from NH6WT, over.
All right, Ed, NH6WT, W860YI. Well, good to have you up, sir. I'm good to hear you, and glad it's sunny out there. It was sunny here in Ocean View, too, and we got some power today, at least on solar. That was nice. Quite the storm we had, so thanks for checking in, Ed. If anybody else would like to check in, please call me now, or any other comments or questions, please call me now. This is W860YI. Well, nothing heard. And with the mention that the wind is still blowing here in Ocean View, Hawaii, we've had pretty much constant 30 to 40 mile an hour winds at my QTH, with occasional gusts ranging up into scary. Not sure exactly what they are. We don't have whatever they are, the wind meters. Anyway, there you go. There's your technet for you. At this time, I'm going to say 7-3 and aloha, and thank you all for joining. And we'll do it again next week. Same time, same place. Back here on the K7MS Bridge Network, and we invite you to come back and share whatever you come up with and whatever you discover out there in the world. There's a lot of great technology. 73 Aloha, yet again. I'm going to turn this frequency back to normal undirected imagery use, and I'm out of here. This is the P6DYI. Mahalo, everyone.
H6WT, KH7MS. NH6WT, KH7MS. KH7MS clear and watching. WH6DYI, KH7MS.
KH7MS, WH6DYI, go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that I was going to work on the packet BBS probably this weekend. I wanted to get it back up and running, and I just wanted to let you know about that. And then I'm also looking at UHF analog repeater. I was thinking about running that repeater as well, so I was thinking I might be making some tests on the packet and then also on the analog repeater.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, I'm actually getting that set up myself on this end. I just got the packet modems out and got the wiring together, and I was looking for a place to set up my antenna. So, yeah, fine business. I will be ready to do tests this weekend. And I'm not going to make any promises, but I should get together with you at some point and, you know, get a few things done. I think we have a short list, you know, 30 seconds at best.
Well, you know, that sounds about normal, and yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of things we could go over. You know, one of the things, you know, I haven't had a chance to research it, but if there was a way to use a Raspberry Pi for a packet, I know that there's got to be something that we could use so that we could interface the Raspberry Pi and run packet on it, you know, with a maybe like a Balfang or something.
Yeah, roger that. You know, a lot of the old packet programs were DOS-based and stuff, so, and I know there's emulators for DOS on the Pi, and perhaps there's some good Linux programs out there. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I think it supports the AX25 stuff natively, too, so, yeah, it might be something to look into, for sure, and, you know, it'd be a good little hub for it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. you know, as a possibility, you know, because I have this Raspberry Pi here, that I'm using, you know, basically just to, you know, browse the internet, check email and stuff like that. But I was thinking that if I could find something that I could run on a Raspberry Pi like this, I might be able to utilize it for a packet. But it was just a thought. GH7MS.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll look into it for sure and see if I can get set up. I have one here set up as a desktop that I use too, so it's perfect. I'll see if I can get it running on that. That's something I hadn't even thought about. I guess all you need is a terminal program and something to interface. I think it handles clone ports okay. But yeah, I'll look into it and see about that too. That'll be another 30 seconds or so. No big deal. PH7MS, W86DYI.
Yeah, roger that. I'm thinking that it shouldn't take us very long, right? Something like that. Anyway, yeah, it was just something I was thinking about. And then also, I'll probably make a note of this too, but I was wondering about, you know, running the Volkswagen paging off of the Raspberry Pi as well.
Yeah, roger that. That's pretty straightforward. That just requires one of those little interfaces and a radio, and that's pretty easy. You just load up the software, and it's good to go. It handles everything pretty nicely. Yeah, that one's kind of easy, so we can set that up, too. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see just how much we can get going on a desktop Pi. Especially these Pi 3s, you know, the Pi 4 I know has a whole lot more horsepower behind it, but if we get it going on a Pi 3, they're dropping in price quick, so it would be the way to go. But yeah, the transmitter part of it's pretty easy. I know we can transmit even in a bow bag, so anything better is going to be, you know, better. Hi. Yeah, no problem on that one. In fact, I think I still have a Pi around here somewhere set up for that.
All right, well, I figured you'd be the one to ask because I know that you had gotten it working. And I know you were using your hotspot, I think, for the pager. But, yeah, I guess you can correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, I was just thinking about pursuing that. And then I guess I would have to apply for another transmitter on the DACnet. To set it all up and whatnot. That should be pretty straightforward. And I also have the transmitter. I have one of these Motorola GM 300s that we could use for the transmitter. And then I also have the little interface board that you had made. So I just need to get the program running on the Raspberry Pi.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. In fact, I will email you the link for that. And, yeah, it's on the DACnet page. I think I have a bookmark somewhere. But it's pretty straightforward. I forget what the program's called, but it's a pretty quick install, and then you just have to put in your credentials. And I think the GPIO handles pretty much all the key down and all that good stuff with the interface board. And the audio out is about all you have to run in the radio. And, yeah, that's about it. I think there's just the one GPIO pin, ground, and then the audio in radio. So all you need is line in and push to talk on the radio.
Okay, I gotta just look for the pin out and on the back of the radio for that. And then, yeah, I know you had mentioned that
you know, you couldn't, you know, run the software on the Pi. So anyway, just another thing to add to the list.
Yep, roger that. Well, I'm going to, like I said, get the link to you here from the .NET page, and you'll see the software. And actually, I prefer this software. I only use the hotspot because it's convenient. I don't have to run a whole separate radio and another Pi. I already have that running, so I just kind of threw it on that as a side note. But yeah, the bigger transmitter works really well. And, yeah, it doesn't take too much to set up. I'm trying to rack my brain here, trying to remember what the program's called, but, yeah, I'll have it here. I have it in my bookmark, so I'll mail it to you, sir. H7MS-W60YI.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate that. And, like I said, I have a few things that I was hoping to, get set up, like, the packet BBS and also that HF analog repeater. I gotta move some things around, I think, but wanted to get that all up and running again. But I'll keep you posted.
Okay, roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm trying to make notes here and all of it again. So, yeah, all the small book things take care of. It just took us, yeah, maybe 3 minutes and 30 seconds. You know, just a short song. Anyway, I'm going to find this, check out the chat, stop this live stream, etc. And I'll say 7-3 for now, but I'll be monitoring. So, no worries, H7MS-W60YI.
Station. All right, very good. Thanks again, Larry. Appreciate all your help with all these various projects, and I'll catch up with you later. But I'll be monitoring PH7MS.
Larry, 6WT, comment.
Go ahead, Ed. W6CYI.
6DYI, NA6WT. Okay, we have a station that is on a chat mode, and he would like to check in into the net. Sorry he's late, but he had typed in a text there, so okay, you can, can you check him in as a check in there, over?
Yeah, no problem, Ed. I'll make sure I got the call right here. KN6ZU, Kilo Nancy 6 Zulu Uniform, KSL.
Roger, QSL, over. So it's either you or Blake can type back to Corey, okay, since that you that acknowledge him that you're checking in there, over.
Roger that, sir. I will acknowledge him on the website as well as here. And yeah, thank you very much. A6WT, W60YI. This is Whiskey Hotel 6 Delta Yankee India, now ending the live stream at 9.02 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. Sounds real, aloha.
Roger that, thanks Larry, KH7MS.
Thank you, sir. 7-3.
Hey, I'm just curious if you got the page earlier from W4DHW.
Yeah, roger that, I did, and actually it led me down another rabbit hole, and I've been looking at the rubrics and trying to figure out a way to put something on the site so that we could put that into our own rubric and maybe even share the information on how I created that ultimately with other folks. Seems to be some interest out there, but I'm going to try to put together something basic to start just so we can boost messages and have them go out through the network.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I just was not expecting to get a message, but I saw that, and I just figured I'd ask to see if you also got that page.
Yeah, roger that. It looks like you sent it to the whole United States list, so I think we all got it.
Well, that would make sense. Yes, I saw the message earlier, and I was meaning to ask you, and then I was just looking at the dashboard here, and it reminded me.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, it actually got me looking at the rubrics, so yeah, I'm in that. I also have that page loaded up for you, so I'll send you that off with the transmitter information. KMS-W60YI. I'm going to actually end the live stream now, I think. Got distracted. Hi.
Roger that. Yeah, go ahead and you can pull the plug on that, KH7MS.
I'll wait for my final here, and I'm listening to you, and I'll pull the plug. W60YI, clear and monitoring.
Roger that, KH7MS.